शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मे मां चरणं द्विजे She can come near, more nearer with you, and she can hear. Okay, they will translate. Very good. First of all, my lakhs and lakhs dandat pranami unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज ही गेव संन्यास रिनाउंस ऑर्डर टू भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज हु केम टू वेस्टर्न कंट्रीज एंड ईस्टर्न कंट्रीज एंड एवरीवेयर ही प्रीच्ड कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. First of all, I met him, your Prabhupada like Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, my Siksha Guru, in 1946. I met him. And from then, I was serving him by the order of my spiritual Gurudev. He came to Mathura where was Keshavji Gaudiya Math. I was there. And he came penniless. Eshi Bhakti Vedanta Swami. He left his home, children and everything. Big business he left. And then he came to Keshavji Gaudiya Math. There I requested him to take sannyas, renounce order. And at that very time, luckily, my spiritual master, Nitya Lila Pravishta Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj also came to death Keshav Ji Gaudiya Math. So I requested Swamiji to take sannyas. And Mari Gurudev also requested him, who was god brother of my Gurudev. And there in Keshav Ji Gaudiya Math, he took renounce order. I was a priest of that occasion, and I gave him danda. I made new danda, door and coffins, all the cloths, and I gave him, and Guru Maharaj gave him sannyas. And then I served him so much. He wrote Srimad Bhagavatam there, translated, and he published in Delhi in 3 volumes. And first of all, he gave to me. And then I was serving him so much, helping him. And then he came to Western countries. And he requested me to send his all books, Kartal, Khol, Mridanga, everything, so many ditties. And then I sent him to New York. About more than 300 letters he wrote me, how he is preaching, how he established Krishna consciousness. And then here and there he made so much preaching center. And then he wrote so many books, translated Srimad Bhagavatam, what he has not at that time is translated. He translated Chaitanya Charitamrita, Gita as it is, so many books. And very soon in whole world, he preached Krishna consciousness. When he returned to India, I was only one to receive him in Delhi port. He came with Kirtanananda. And to him, he gave sannyas. And then we went to Vrindavan. And again he came. In the last, when he became Sikh, in his last days, he called me and requested me that I have brought so many, like brahmacharis and devotees I have collected. I want that I could not train them so much. So I request you to help them to train. And you should help in all respect. He also requested me that you should give me samadhi. What samadhi? English word is okay? Samadhi? And he lost. And to help them in making my last ceremony. So there were so many disciples of Swamiji. Jivishi, all were there. Also there were so many senior god brother of Swamiji there. Pujapad Ban Maharaj, Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, so many were there. But he selected me and he ordered and requested me last day that you should put me in Samadhi. And you should arrange all these things. And I'm requesting that you should help all others, devotees, my devotees. Then next day, in the night he left this world. And then I came and I put him in Samadhi. Ceremony was done very well. That is why he ordered me to help his devotees. I know that all the Western devotees are Australia, here and there. Anyhow, after his departure, even anyone came in ISKCON due to Swamiji books and his preaching. No one came from their disciples, only by the by reading his books and preaching, all were attracted and coming. So you also, anyhow, affected by that, You have come by reading his books, hearing his glories. So I have come to help you in any way. If I can help you in any way, I will be very happy. Now, especially in the days when ISKCON devotees are falling down so much, renounce order, sannyasi even. So many brahmacharis left because no high class of association. And that is why Swamiji knew this thing at that time when he was in departure every day. And that is why he requested me that you should come to Western countries here and there, you should help my devotee. Perhaps he knew all the all-knower, what?
All-knowing.
Because he was a transcendental person. So he knew at that time. And that is why he requested me. So only to help the devotees, anyhow, to new also, and those who are weak but senior there, even to help them anyhow. So we are helping. I have gone so many countries, in Latin America, America, Australia, South America, here, there, Brazil, Costa Rica, Venezuela, in America, so many places, Canada, here, there, Australia, Fiji, Hawaii, here, there, all were happy and all were inspired. I told only for the relation that I have with Swamiji, that you should know that what were our relation. He has written in his letter to me that our transcendental or?
Our relationship is transcendental.
Transcendental.
Spontaneous.
And spontaneous. Like the same, I have relation with my holy master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. You have also the same relation with me, not less than that. And I also always thought that he is my Shiksha Guru. So you should not be any doubt. Without self-gain, I want to help you all. That is why I came. I know he is my friend, the disciple of Swamiji, Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj, Shraddha Ram.
Ram
Shraddha. Prabhu, he is very senior. He has traveled through America here and there. He is very faithful to me also. He is like my friend. He invited me that you must come here. There are so many devotees. Now they are growing weaker and weaker. So you must come and help them. That is why I came here also. I am happy to be here in this.
Heidelberg.
After that we will go to Berlin also. So I want to give some instructions in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, left his wife, children and wife and mother, old mother. And he took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri. But he was always weeping, always feeling separation mood for Krishna. Always telling, Krishna, Krishna, always. He used to see Jagannath and he remembered Krishna. And he used to weep bitterly, rolling down on the earth. Oh Krishna, I cannot live without you. At last he decided that I should go to Vrindavan. And he proceeded. But lakhs and lakhs devotees were gathered with him and they wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan. In the way they started and in the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Rupa and Sanatan, who were at that time the Prime Minister and Private Secretary of Hussain Shah Badshah, King Hussein Shah, very powerful Muslim king. And they were also very qualified, Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. Their name was changed to Shakar Mallik and Dabir Khas. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, they were very much attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They heard his instructions and they decided at that time, oh, we should give up this job of Muslim king and we should not waste our time and we should engage our whole energy in Krishna consciousness. So we must give up of this. If a man, halla mat karao. Dekho. So if a man wants to serve Krishna in that way, he should give his whole energy. And Krishna will maintain, he will have not to maintain themselves. Krishna will support and nourish them. Krishna has promised that if he will take center, give up of his whole thing, wealth, reputation, wife, children and house, everything, then I will support them, nourish them. So nothing to worry. But ordinary person cannot do like this. Gradually they should proceed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they decided and they left everything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they also advised Mahaprabhu that, Mahaprabhu, this is not a way, process to go to Vrindavan with lakhs and lakhs devotees. So many problems may come. So you can go alone or with only helper. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from there and went to Puri, and next year he proceeded again alone with one or two persons and he came to Vrindavan. When he came to Vrindavan, he went through all the 12 vanas, forests of Vrindavan. Everywhere he came, he discovered Vrindavan, the pastimes of Krishna, which were covered with forest and no one was knowing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giriraj, Govardhan, Vrindavan, here and there. In Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, Bahulaban, Kamyaban, Khadirban, Vatsaban, Bhadraban, Bhandir, Matban, Belban, and Mahaban, Lohuban, all everywhere he came. And then he returned to Vrindavan. And he was so much absorbed, always weeping, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. He used to take deers also, embracing. Where is Krishna? Where is my Krishna? Where is my Krishna? But he has not come for what thing? That he will be in Radha mood, in the mood of Srimati Radhika. But he, when he came here, when he went to Govardhan, and he remembered all his pastimes, that I am Krishna. I lifted this Govardhan. I played with gop and gopis in Vrindavan, in Jamuna, here and there. And then he began to forget that he is Radha, in Radha mood. So quickly he left that place and he was returning to again Puri. If he was there, then all will knew that he is not Radhika, he is Krishna. Then he will tell, where is Radhika, where is Radhika? So all will know that he is Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, not Radhika. So quickly he left. Because his purpose was to test the three moods of Radhika. And if he was Krishna, then he could not do. That is why he left. And he was returning to Jagannath Puri. In the way he met at Prayag, where Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati are mixing together. Very sacred place. And he stayed there for 10 days. And there, Rupa Goswami and his younger brother, Anupam Goswami, met there. They left their homes and they were coming to Vrindavan. And they heard that Mahaprabhu has gone to Vrindavan. So they wanted to go to Vrindavan and meet in Vrindavan Mahaprabhu. But in the way, oh, he saw that in Puri, Prayag they met. Then, in Prayag, Rupa Goswami was having some question. And then Mahaprabhu sprinkled his whole mercy to Rupa Goswami. Why he has come, what were their three modes of testing, and everything, what is bhakti, everything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to take bath in Prayagam, and then he was sitting with Rupa and Anupam. He used to instruct them. He is telling that, oh, rush, Krishna rush is endless and deepless, without any. But I am giving you one drop of that rush, transcendental bhakti rush. I will inspire you. You cannot know. Even I am telling, you cannot know. Any disciple, he may
surrender.
But he cannot understand whole teachings of his Gurudev. Cannot. Only if he is so merciful, like Gop Kumar, his Gurudev, told everything, all Brajarasa, but he was not realizing. Krishna, in Narayan Swarup, he told all the things, all the knowledges to Brahma, but he was not realizing. Then Krishna told that, oh, I am inspiring you by my eyes. You should take all these things I am giving you. And like this he did, and everything he knew at once. Gop Kumar also, he heard all these things, but he was not realizing all these things. But when his Gurudev mercifully kept his hand on his head, at once quickly he realized, and he quickly left this world, and like Biman, more than aeroplane, with transcendental body, he reached to Vrindavan. He saw that I am in Vrindavan. This is the mercy of a qualified guru. Even not qualified any disciple, oh, he will make. He can make. He has power. That gurus are guru. A guru who can fall down so many times, he is actually not guru. In for guru, so many qualifications must be with him. If he is not really qualified, and he has only false ego that I am guru, oh, remembering some slok or remembering some teachings, but in his heart he has so many desire, worldly desires, so much lust, so much, but he has covered everything in this heart. He is not qualified. He may be taken sannyas, renounce order, but he is fallen. But anyone, third class persons, they don't realize that he is fallen. Those who have fell down, always like from beginning, they took sannyas. Swamiji gave it, that you should, he gave some scope, that you should preach and be a very high class of devotee, but they fell down. So, anyone should be must in at least in madhyam, madhyam or madhyam uttam. realize something, knowing all the teachings of Vedas, Upanishad, Shastra, they can wash the all kinds of doubts forever. He has some realization of Krishna. How beautiful, how sweet, how fragrant is Krishna and Radhika. What is bhakti? What is prem? And he is detached from worldly, all kinds of bogus things. Then he is guru. If he has not qualities, he is not qualified to make any disciple. He cannot do. If anyone unwillingly or unknowingly or at that time he was not so much qualified, he could not recognize a good guru. And at that time
by somebody else telling,
he took initiation. But afterward he realized that I cannot be qualified to be a good devotee. He cannot help me. Then we should try to give up and to make a new one guru. Otherwise that guru will not do. He cannot do himself. Like a blind person helping another blind person to go any goal. But there was feet and both were falling down. So blind person, how he can direct another blind person to go any destination? It is absurd. Both they will go. So if anyone is not a guru like this, he cannot help others. So the devotees must have a high class of devotee, guru. He can help. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Rupa Goswami. What telling? That I am giving one drop of ocean of rush, nectar. And by my inspiration, by my mercy, you should realize this. And he realized. In 10 days, he knew all the things that a man can achieve in thousands and lakhs of births, because a special mercy was given to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami was not ordinary devotee. He has come from Golok Vrindavan as an associate Rup Manjari, and he became like Rupa Goswami. So after that, Rupa Goswami has made Bhakti Rasami Sindhu Ujjwalin Mani and Vidagdha Madhav, Lalit Madhav, so many books. So any acharya in our line, if he is a Rupanuga Vaishnava, then we regard so much. If he is not Rupanuga Vaishnava, we don't regard. What is Rupanuga Vaishnava, Rupanuga Acharya, we should try to know. So here he is telling that sansar bhramite kono, brahmand bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev, guru krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata bij.
Chaitanya Charitamrita Mandalila, chapter 19.
You have no mic?
151, translation by Srila Prabhupada.
All are hearing?
No.
No mic?
Yes. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Mandalila, chapter 19, text 151.
Try to hear carefully.
Translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. According to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down to the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna, by the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, such a person receives the seed of the kripa of devotional service, Bhakti Lata Bij.
What is Bhakti Lata Bij? First you should try to know. Before this you should know that Eimat Brahmandavari Anant Jivagan Chaurasilakha Jonite Kare Brahman 138.
In this universe there are limitless living entities in 8,400,000 species, and all are wandering within the universe.
Tar madhye sthavar jangam dui bhed jangame trijak jal chadar bibhed tar madhye manushya jati ati alpatar tar madhye mleksh pulind baudha sabar vedanishth madhye arthak ved mukh mane ved like you should go.
The unlimited living entities can be divided into two divisions, those that can move and those that cannot move. Among living entities that can move, there are birds, aquatics, and animals. Although the living entities known as human beings are very small in quantity, that division may still be further subdivided, for there are many uncultured human beings like Malechas, Pulindas, Baudas, and Shabaras. Among the human beings, those who are followers of the Vedic principles are considered civilized. Among these, almost half simply give lip service while committing all kinds of sinful activities against these principles. Such people do not care for the regulative principles. Among the followers of Vedic knowledge, most are following the process of karma, fruitive activity, and distinguishing between good and bad work. Out of many such sincere, fruitive actors, there may be one who is actually wise, a jnani. Out of many millions of such wise men, one may actually become liberated, mukta. And out of many millions of such liberated persons, a pure devotee of Lord Krishna is very difficult to find.
Those who are not following Krishna bhakti, chanting and remembering Krishna, supreme personality of Godhead, they are like animals, not all animals, but more than animals. And in the animals, like hog, pig, and donkey. Monkeys are somewhat superior than donkey and all others, hog and pigs. So, he is telling that those who think that world is full of suffering, birth and death, endless chain, they will search any guru, transcendental guru. They are very few in number. I have come here, I think that the population of this town or this city must be how much?
20,000.
In 20,000 a person, you are like like a chalni mein chal diya jaye, to ye itne 10 aadmi aaye hain.
Like pouring sand in the sieve, you get a few.
Only you 10 or 20 have come. All other has come with me, Shyamrani and all. Only 10 in 50,000. So you can see. And in this, few number who will accept totally and give energy. They are few. And in that few, those will be perfect. Very few. Very few. They are lucky. They are so much fortunate. So Rupa Goswami is telling that in whole world, there are lakhs and lakhs world and so many species. And in that men are very little human, and in them
devotees are very rare. Who will meet with a qualified guru? He has told that by the mercy of Krishna and Guru, anyone can have the seed of bhakti, bhakti lata, bhakti creeper. What is that seed? What is that seed? Oh, you can see. What is bhakti lata seed? Shraddha. You should.
By the mercy of Krishna and Guru.
What is bhakti lata seed?
The jiva can come to receive bhakti lata bij, the seed of the creeper of devotional service. So this seed is called Krishna Seva Vasana, the desire to serve Krishna. And it is manifested outwardly in the form of Shraddha, very strong and unflinching faith and conviction in the words of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra.
Why it has been told Guru and Krishna both? Why? Why he could have told only that by the guru of by the mercy of Krishna? Why he told guru? Or by the mercy of any guru we can have the seed of bhakti lata? Why he told both? Why? Because Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He does not know that who is suffering in this world. From beginning, why they are, who are suffering and who are weeping in the endless chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. He is always Golok Vrindavan, tasting so much rasas. But his mercy, mercy, condensed form his mercy. He descends to this world like a guru or devotee. They see that, oh, so many jivas, all are suffering so much. Then he will pray to Krishna that you should have mercy to them. Then Krishna will hear their prayer. He will not hear lakhs and lakhs persons who are weeping, like in the battle of great war, lakhs and lakhs were murdered and what became killed. And they were weeping so much, suffering so much, but Krishna never heard their prayer. He cannot hear. They should be he should suffer because he has sent Maya. Those who will not serve Krishna, me, they should be smashed into pieces. So Maya makes by the wish of Krishna. And if they will be not purified by this, they cannot again return back to Godhead. So Krishna has arranged like this. So if lakhs and lakhs jivas, souls are weeping, suffering, oh, Krishna has nothing to do. But if a devotee of Krishna will pray that you should sprinkle your mercy, then he will hear. And then he will come or he will send anyone to be merciful to them, to sprinkle their mercies. That is why here it has been told, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna both. Krishna mercy is dependent to the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, not independent. What I told, Krishna mercy is not independent. His mercy is dependent to the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, to whom they will certify Krishna is bound to do mercy. Otherwise, he will have no mercy. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told in his Saranagati, what? Saranga Saranagati hai be jahar tahar prarthana suneshi. What is the meaning?
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the introductory sang to his book Shanavati, he has written there that if someone takes shelter of Krishna by following the six limbs of Shanavati, to accept what is favorable, to reject what is unfavorable for devotional service, to see the Lord as one's protector and one's maintainer, to always be humble and have no self-interest outside of the interest of the Lord, then for a person who is taking shelter of the Lord by these six angas or six limbs of Sharanagati, when they pray, then Sri Nanda Kumar, the son of Nanda Maharaj, that is Krishna himself, he hears their prayers. And conversely, if one is not taking shelter of the Lord by the six limbs of Sharanagati, then Krishna, he cannot hear their prayers.
You know, the pastime Sir Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself came in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told, he ordered Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas. Suno suno Nityananda suno Haridas. Amar agya karaho prakash. You should go door to door and beg. What beg? You should go to all doors and tell, oh, I am begging something. And my begging is what? Not rice, chawl, dal, any money, nothing. But you should, only one time you should speak, utter Krishna, Krishna. You should utter here, oh, I want to hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Someone thinking that they are mad persons, they used to tell that Hare Krishna, and then he used to become very happy. Someone criticizing him, mad person, go away from here. Oh, nothing. You should tell one. If he is not telling, but he has heard from the mouth of Haridas and what will be the effect? After some time, they must be changed. Like prostitute was changed so much by the association of Haridas Thakur. So if Nityananda Prabhu is telling that, hear me, once you should tell, you should utter Krishna. But if he is against Nityananda, oh, go away from here. But he will tell, oh, you are not telling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you should. And he will go and he will be very angry hearer. But even there you will sow so much fruit. So they used to go to everywhere. And you saw that when they saw Jagai Madhai drinking so much, like mad persons, and also when Nityananda Prabhu Advaita Haridas Thakur went there and told them, requested them to out, to utter Krishna, and they became angry and they... some hurt was there, injured, and blood was coming. At once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew and he came with his whole associates. And very mercifully they were turned into very high class of devotee. Now they were brooming the ghat and always chanting Krishna, Krishna and weeping. So in one day or two days they were changed. So here he is telling Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami that in this way he sent lakhs and lakhs devotees here and there in whole India at that. And he went himself in South India, West India, East India, North India, everywhere. And lakhs persons were turned to devotees. So he is telling that Mali Haya Se Bij Kare Arupan, being a Gurudev, he gave them the desire to serve Krishna. This is the seed of Bhakti Lata Bij. Understand? This is the seed, to serve Krishna. Mali Haya Se Bij Kare Arupan, Samana Kirtan Jale Kare Sanchan. Go on.
When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed, Gradually, by the process of Shravan and Kirtan, hearing and chanting, the seed will begin to sprout.
How this is process? How this process? A devotee going door to door, doing Nagar Sankirtan, distributing prasadam to all, and hearing something that we, if we want to be happy in this world, in this life and after this life, we must try to utter Krishna name. Simply by uttering Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, we can be liberated from this miserable world. Then he will decide that I should chant it. But merely chanting will not do so much. If he is initiated by any qualified guru and chanting and remembering, then it will be authentic and pure. Otherwise not. So a desire first came by the association of devotees hearing the kirtan and taking prasad, sometimes going to temples, sometimes in association. Thus a greed came in his heart that I must be a devotee and serve Krishna. How to serve? Then he questioned any devotee. That devotee told that, I am not so much qualified. Please come with me and I will show you a proper guru, qualified guru. And you will have to take initiation. Then he took initiation. Don't take eggs, meat, wine and other things. Try to give up lust. Be, if you want to be a family man, you can be with one wife. Or for wife or one husband. And thus chanting and remembering, you can serve Krishna and you will be happy. Hearing this, he took shelter. She surrendered. That I will obey. Like Arjun went in the shelter of Krishna and he told that, I am bewildered. I cannot decide what to do and not to do. So what should I do? Please give me advice. I will follow. I must follow you. You are my guru. I am your disciple. When anyone like this surrenders in the Lord's feet of Gurudev, that I will obey what you will tell, what you will order, then he initiates. First he gives Harinam. And then he sees that everything is okay. He can follow. Then he gives second initiation. In our language, there is no second initiation, only initiation. Harinam and initiation. Swamiji told in this
first initiation,
second initiation. But initiation is only one. Guru Mantra, Brahma Gayatri to all mantras. This is initiation. And first is given Harinam. Harinam can be taken in any condition. If he is a rate person, no harm. But initiation, after initiation you can offer anything to Krishna and he may take. Otherwise no. He cannot worship Shalagram or Giridhari, Girirar or any deities. He cannot offer. If a devotee is not initiated, he cannot cook even, and his cook will be, Krishna will reject. Any devotee should not take. That is why, if he is cooking for Krishna or devotees, he must be initiated. Otherwise he cannot do. Krishna will not accept and Vaishnava also will not accept. So we should try to take initiation so that we can take Harinam also and we can cook, offer and serve Krishna totally. So it is essential. Then Mali Hayabi Sei Kare, you have heard this. Now like a gardener, he should take this seed from Guru and plant in our heart. And if you are chanting and remembering, always, in the association of high class of Vaishnava, then it may sprout. Either, otherwise, if you have collected this seed and kept here hard, but no water is there, no shramanam and kirtanam, what will be? Oh, it will dry. Even it may be that by the heat of heart, it may be burnt and no sprout even water. So, by fortunate, if we have collected seed of Bhakti Lata, creeper, and not hearing, not associating with high class of devotees, who are serving, then it may be dry. So we should go on doing. And after that, it will sprout. What is the meaning of sprout? Gradually, you will begin to hear more. A taste will come to chant and to hear. Like here, we have come and you have assembled here. When I will go to Berlin, so many of you can go to Berlin. Some will come from England, some America, here and there they will hear. I went to America and from Australia, Fiji, here and there, more than 500 devotees assembled there to hear for 9 days, 10 days, here and there. There are so many devotees, always with me, going here and there, spending so much money and serving. So this is like that thing. A sprout has come.
श्रवण कीर्तन जले करे उपजिया बड़ा है लता ब्रह्मांड भेदी जाए बिरजा ब्रह्मलोक भेदी परव्यम पाए.
As one waters the Bhakti Lata beach, the seed sprouts and the creeper gradually increases to the point where it penetrates the walls of this universe and goes beyond the Viraja river, between the spiritual world and the material world. It attains Brahmalok, the Brahman effulgence, and penetrating through that stratum, it reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan.
Tabe jaya tadopari Golok Vrindavan, Krishna Charana Kalpa Vrikhe Kare Arohan.
Being situated in one's heart and being watered by Shravan Kirtan, hearing and chanting, the bhakti creeper grows more and more. In this way, it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan, in the topmost region of the spiritual sky.
Taha bistarito hiya phale prem phal, yaha malik seche shravan kirtana adi jal.
The creeper greatly expands in Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruits of love for Krishna, praying. Although remaining in the material world, the gardener regularly sprinkles the creeper with the water of hearing and chanting.
Here, again return back. Upajiya bade lata brahmanda bhedi jaye. After sprouting, some leaves will come. No? But at the time of sprouting, no water, no proper fencing and everything, then it may be dry forever. So, association of high class Vaishnava must be there, always hearing and chanting and remembering. If first two leaves have come, then what will be? If the two leaves are come, it is very fortunate stage. Very. But what are they? The two leaves? All kinds of suffering. The fruits of bad activities, fruitive activities of lust, lakhs and lakhs births
will wash away at once, go away. First, they sleep. And second, all kinds of
auspiciousness
will come. All kinds of. You will be happy. No disturbance. No problem. All problems will go away. These are the two leaves. In these two leaves also there is something mysterious. What is that? When the leaves are going to be opened, first they will be in
closed.
And when they are going to be somewhat open, then outer will be some
rough.
And when they will be opened, then inner part will come. It will be soft, very and
smooth.
No? More green. And upper side, some rough. What is this? It means that rough side first comes like regulated bhakti. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padashivanam, archanam, bandhanam, darsam, sakkhatmanivet. What are the rough things? Something not smooth. Only spontaneous bhakti is smooth, fragrant, sweet. And rough, there are so many things that will pinch somewhat. So regulative bhakti is like outer, and after that, by doing bhakti for so many, in the line of Rupa Goswami, if anyone do by the bhakti, regulative bhakti, chanting, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasakhyatmanidra. Then it may be that by the mercy of Krishna and pure Guru or devotees, it may be transferred into a spontaneous love, otherwise not. So, first it will come. And second, all kinds of
auspices
will come. What thing? You can have easily sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means association of high class of Vaishnava. Without any problem, easily. They will come to your home, your doors. Oh, listen to me. I don't want money, nothing. I will take my food with my expense, but you should come in here. I want to help you. If you are trying that I should go to association, you will have to go to Vrindavan. But Swamiji himself came door to door in Western countries, in America, England, France, Germany, everywhere went. I am his servant, so he ordered me, so that is why I am going. So, if you will want, it is not sure that you will have association. But if Krishna wants, Guru wants, they will come and help you. So this is what?
Shubhada.
Oh, no care, no any problem to maintain your life. Krishna will make so easy, like us, that where we are going. Shraddharam Prabhu invited and told that all the devotees with you will take prasadam in my house. And he did all arrangements there, hosting us also, not to go to any
hotel
or here, there, no expenses. You can go and take prasadam here and here, Harikatha. No problem at all. Wherever I go, give my tickets also, my garments also, my shoes also, my everything there. Then why? So, nothing to worry. These are shoes. And Krishna will make any abode in Vrindavan, that you can be there in Navadvip, in Puri. Come on here and do bhajan. Take bath in Jamuna, and prasadam is ready. You can take to up to your brim and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So these are Shubha. And after that two more. What they are two? Moksha, Lagutakrita, Sudurlabha. What is this? Oh, the Brahmagyan, those who are Nirvisheshvadi. Oh, it's very hard for them to achieve liberation. But anyone here with devotees, if they will chant unknowingly and not for Krishna, even for he has given the name of his dog Krishna, and by calling, oh Krishna, come on, he will be liberated. Like Ajamil, oh, he used to call his son, oh Narayan, and he was liberated. He kept his leg on the head of that death, and he quickly went to Vaikuntha. So moksha lagutakrita asu durlabha. Oh, it is very rare that we have explained. So this bhakti comes. What that bhakti? That is bhav bhakti. This is the stage of bhav bhakti, rati. And after these two more lips, fifth and sixth, what are they? Krishna Karshani, Sandra Nanda. Or what is Sandra Nanda?
It means that the happiness which comes from Krishna Prem is so vast that even a drop of that happiness is millions times more than the happiness of liberation.
And Krishna Akarshani.
Sri Krishna Akarshani means that this love is so beautiful and fragrant and attractive that it even attracts the mind of Krishna himself.
If a man has a bhakti like this, Krishna will be attracted at one. Nothing to call Krishna, come on. Krishna will pursue them, that class of bhakta. That a dust should go to come and come on. So he always following that kind of devotee. You know that Krishna was following all the gopis when they were weeping and in quite absorbed in Krishna. Krishna followed them. So this bhakti is like this. So this by this process, if anyone does, then his bhakti lata brahmanda bhedija. What is the meaning? He gives all the desires of worldly desire. Nothing, no desire will be there, whether he is family man or he is renounced. All kinds of desire goes away. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, there was no worldly desire. And no suffering, no birth and death. It means he went crossing Brahmanda. After Brahmanda, Birja, no birth, death, no problem, anything he crossed very easily. And then he goes where? In Brahmalok. And after Brahmalok, he goes to Shivalok. And after Shivalok, Vaikuntha. But this bhakti, which is Rupanuga bhakti, spontaneous love wali bhakti, oh, it cannot be stopped in Vaikuntha also, even. It will cross. Why cross? There is no, he cannot serve Krishna. Krishna cannot be seen playing on flute, playing with goat herd boys. So they have no taste.
then it may go to Ayodhya. But here he will see Ram and Sita, Hanuman. Hanuman always serving there. But that class of devotee who is chanting, remembering a mantra of his Gurudev, Gopal mantra, oh, he cannot be there. No taste. Why? Because here also Krishna is not there. Only Ramchandra is there. Hanuman is serving so much, but they will have no taste. After that, he crossed that, and when he may go to Dwarka. Krishna is there, same, but no flute, no peacock feather. And Krishna has forget that he is son of Nanda and Yashoda. And he has become Kshatriya, like king. Oh, he has married here. How many queens?
60,108.
And how many sons? Each queen? 10 sons, one daughter, each. And their sons has so many sons. Big family, very big family. But not here cowherd. Not playing with gopis, no Radha and no Lalita Vishakha. So they have not tasted in that Dwarka even. And so thus bhakti goes to in Golok Vrindavan, where Krishna put fruit, playing on flute, he is playing with cowherd boys, grazing cows, playing, sometimes taking Govardhan in this finger, sometimes taking bath, and playing with gopis and gopis there, in the groves of Govardhan, sometimes in Radha Kunda. So bhakti goes there. But the devotee is here in Brahman because he has some
gross material body
and mind.
Subtle body.
But by chanting and remembering, he is taking the ripened food, fruits, very sweet fruits coming from Vrindavan there. And he tastes. And now he has so much taste that gradually he climbs on the creeper and he goes up to giving up his gross body and material bodies all mind and also what body?
Subtle body.
And he crosses everything. This Brahmanda, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, and he goes there. And there always serving Radha Krishna and always testing that fruit. He becomes a very good servant of Radha and Krishna, eternal service. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that this is the essence of all the teachings. So you should try to chant and remember in this process. Try to have a greed for that bhakti.
Spontaneous
bhakti. Not only regularity. If you are in process following Chaitanya Charitamrita, Rup Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, your Gurudev, if he is in that line, you must go there and serve. So gradually you should understand that what you are doing now, collecting money, all these things, and supporting and nursing your family, you cannot be happy. You should try to gradually give up all your worldly desires and try to be one-pointed in Krishna and Radhika. And thus gradually you should climb on the creeper and you should also go there and be happy. Gaur Premanand. Again tomorrow our class, morning class will be there in your home. And I think they will all, and they all may come in your room.
They can come.
So I think that better if you are there.
Yes.
Evening also. So you should declare. Yes, contact.
Yes, you
can take.
We have to be having tomorrow again morning class.